This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Researchers say an algae called rock snot that was thought to be an invasive species in the Northeast is actually native to the northern United States. So if rock snot has been here for a long time, why haven't we noticed before? To answer this question, we turn to Granite Geek David Brooks. He's a reporter with the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So help us out, David. If rock snot, also known as Didymo, is not invasive but native to northern New England, then why haven't scientists noticed until recently?
Well, it is one of many algae that live in our waters, and most of the time they live in microscopic form. They're little diatoms. They're tiny, and if there's no reason to look for them, there's no reason you would spot them. We became aware of it 15, 20 years ago when blooms started happening, when these microscopic algae would form these slimy mats that, as you said, are known colloquially as rock snot, because that's exactly what they look like. It's like an elephant blew its nose in the river. And suddenly this started cropping up, and it started cropping up in New Hampshire and Vermont, among many other places, New Zealand, parts of Canada, and things like that. And nobody had ever seen it, and so they looked at it and said, hey, this is an algae. It must be an invasive.
What did scientists previously think was responsible for the spread of rock snot?
Well, when you find an invasive species, you try to figure out why it suddenly showed up, what brought it here. And 9 times out of 10, what brought it here is humans. And so the assumption was that it was being carried inadvertently, presumably, from one pristine stream to another by people. And in New Hampshire, really, the only places the rock snot blooms were found was in the upper waters of the Connecticut River, basically in some nice trout streams, which was very common to what was happening around the world. And so there was an influential paper, I think 2004, which said the most likely vector is anglers, fishermen going from one terrific trout stream to another, accidentally carrying these little diatoms on their feet. And so Vermont, for example, outlawed felt-soled wading boots, which are the best kind of boot if you're an angler because they don't slip very much. But on the other hand, felt really grabs onto stuff when you step on it. And so they outlawed the boots, thinking that was one of the major routes that this algae was being carried from stream to stream.
What do they think now about how it spread?
After the 2004 paper, and a lot of places started acting as if it was an invasive, some of the biologists involved with the 2004 paper kept looking at the issue because they thought it was interesting, and they found some oddities that they didn't quite understand. They were looking into it further, including looking into core sediments, so basically, you know, fossilized mud from thousands of years ago, and they started looking for Didymo, which you normally hadn't done because there was no reason to do that. And they found it, and they suddenly realized that it actually has been around here in the Northeast and in many other parts of the world for a long time. It's not an invasive at all. So that was the first big surprise. To my knowledge, this is the only time I've ever heard of a species that was thought to be invasive turning out to be native. Usually it's the other way around. You have something you think is native to the area, and it turns out it was brought here in like 1847 by some guy coming from England. And then the question was, well, if it's been here for 1,000 years, how come we're only just noticing these disgusting rock snot blooms now? And that took a fair amount of studying. The most likely explanation is that there isn't enough phosphorus in these pristine waters. It's doubly unusual. Again, not only is this an invasive that turned out to be native, but it's an algae that blooms when there isn't enough nutrients. Usually we get these algae blooms on lakes and ponds when there's too much nutrient flowing into it. But this is the exact opposite, which is a bit of a head-scratcher.
So does the fact that it is not an invasive species change the way scientists think that rock snot Didymo should be managed or handled?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. There's no Vermont, for example, has rescinded its ban on felt waders because you don't have to worry about people carrying it from place to place if it's already in all those places. So the question then is, how can you change the conditions that make it bloom? And this is where, unfortunately, the usual culprit shows up. Climate change is the most likely cause that we're seeing these blooms, because it's not absolutely established, but this is certainly the working hypothesis right now, is that a change in the pattern for snowmelt and spring runoff. It used to be much more gradual and over time because there was more snow in the mountains, and they would slowly melt as winter turned to spring, and they would slowly wash down. And in the process of slowly washing into these pristine streams, they would pull phosphorus out of the air and out of the soil. But these days we don't get as much snow and it gets warm fast, so it all melts faster. So instead of getting a long, slow release of all the phosphorus, you're getting it, boom, all of it kind of at once as everything washes out. And the net result is there's less available phosphorus in the water, and the net result is the algae responds by causing these disgusting blooms. So how do you fix that? Well, that's a tough one. You got to fix climate change, which is, as we know, not going to be easy.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer whose geekiness scientists have confirmed is native to northern New England at graniteGeek.org.